Joining us at this time is the Assistant Secretary of Education, Brenda Dean Messier. Let's talk a little bit about what the message was that you shared with those in attendance here at the FFA convention.
I really wanted to talk about the importance of career and technical student organizations in developing not only the academic and technical skills that students need, but also the leadership skills that's so apparent with all the students that I meet that they've acquired through their affiliation with FFA.
Has there been a focus maybe for some years that we got away from the technical education side of things, and we see the advantage of programs like FFA to bring that to students at an earlier spot in a career that might help them with a future career as they work through something like this through high school?
Yes, we really have seen really the importance of career and technical education today. What happened in the past was, in many instances, it was an old vocational education system that prepared students for really dead-end tracks. And in some instances, quite frankly, it was a dumping ground for those students. And now we're seeing a resurgence of career and technical education because it's rigorous and relevant, and it's very important for students today. And so Secretary Duncan is very committed to really transforming career and technical education all across the country.
Secretary Duncan was with us last year at convention. Is this your first chance to attend National FFA?
It is, and I'm so delighted to be here. It's just such an inspiring place to be with all these students who are so committed, so articulate, so passionate and strong about their beliefs and the work that they're doing, and how well prepared they are for college and careers. It's really an impressive, impressive convention.
How much attention at the Department of Education goes towards a program like FFA, especially when we see the amount of growth that FFA has enjoyed over the course of the past several years?
Well, we don't signal out one student organization. We really believe in supporting all the career and technical education student organizations. But of course, FFA is a tremendous model, and this convention I don't think can be compared to anything else at other student organizations. So I'd like to really ensure that all the organizations learn from the strengths and the growth that have happened with FFA.
As far as the future of agriculture education, where are some paths that the department wants to concentrate on?
Well, we want to make sure that we're really assisting our students to prepare for those jobs that are available today, but also for the jobs of the future. And I sat at lunch with a couple of students, and they're doing just that. They are really working in areas that never before have really been available to students. So it's preparing students to be able to really provide the workforce that we need for the 21st century, and FFA is helping to do that.
And we're definitely defining that we're beyond just working in production agriculture. There is 1,000 careers out there that they can choose from.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the beauty of this work, is that there are so many opportunities for students, and we're really providing them opportunities for multiple pathways.